Sport on RTE Radio 1.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that Bridgerton was in the business news. But anyhow, you've got the sports news.
We have, and what a weekend of sport we have. And it got off to a great start with news of the Open Golf. Shane Lowry is right in the mix. Let's go live to Troon and join Greg Allen.
Yeah, play underway here in day two under grey skies, but calm conditions. And our master leaderboard shows Shane Lowry's name right up there, alone in second place on 5 under par after a 66, one behind England's Dan Brown, who shot a 6 under par 65 late on last night. And that leads here by one. But Lowry is right where he wants to be. Even if his 5 birdie and no bogey round came as something of a pleasant surprise for him.
Look, I wouldn't say I was the most confident ever going into today. Like, my form and my results have been quite good, but it's just off the back of 3 weeks off. You know, I had a good week's practice last week at home. I was pretty happy where I was at, but I just wanted to go out there today and hit the ball in front of me, hit some good shots, stay out of bunkers, make a few pars and see where it left me at the end of the day. And, you know, thankfully, I hold a good few putts and made a good few birdies and didn't make any bogeys. And I'm fully aware that I have a job to do over the next 3 days. And I'd give anything to win this tournament again. I'd give anything to give myself a chance to win this tournament again. And that's why I'm here this week. And this has obviously been a great start to do that.
Yeah, Lowry won off the lead on 5 under. He's at about a quarter to 10 this morning in what are calm grey conditions at the moment. It was almost the direct opposite story for Rory McIlroy yesterday. A round of 78. He was 7 over par for his last 11 holes. A bad run, which he attributed to weather and course conditions.
The course was playing tough. The conditions are very difficult in a wind that we haven't seen so far this week. And yeah, just one of those days where I just didn't adapt well enough to the conditions.
Has it been difficult after a fairly reflective period since the US Open to get your mind into a situation to take on the heavy concentration levels of that particular challenge?
No, I wouldn't say so. I just think that your misses get punished a lot more this week than even last week. The balls that I hit in the rough today, you know, the lies were pretty nasty. So I think it's more you just get penalised more for your misses.
McIlroy out at 3:10 this afternoon on 7 over. Patrick Harrington on 1 over is out in 30 minutes. Tom McKibben well enough placed to make the cut on 2 over. Darren Clark is just underway on 6 over. And the Galway amateur Liam Nolan is on 7 over.
Great stuff. Thanks, Greg. More from Shane Lowry later. Last night's football. Now, Shelburne progress in the Europa Conference League, but Derry City are out. Shelburne advance after a 1-1 draw with St. Joseph's in Gibraltar. They win 3-2 in aggregate. They pick up a prize fund of over $500,000 and they now face Swiss side FC Zurich. Derry City were 2-0 down against FC Magpies from the first leg. They won 2-0 in 90 minutes last night to bring the tie to extra time. The goal scored by Mark Connolly and Pat Uben. Derry also had a goal disallowed and Adam O'Reilly sent off in the first half. They then conceded a goal in the 112th minute. They go out. Tonight, the FAI Cup takes centre stage. No question about the big game. Shamrock Rovers, 3 days on from their European success, go to Dalymount Park to play Bohemians. The other all-Premier Division tie is the clash of Drogheda and Dundalk. To Gaelic Games, and Cork hurling manager Pat Ryan has named an unchanged team for Sunday's All-Ireland final clash with Clare. Donal Cusick is with us now to reflect back on the hurling year, but first from him, a confession. This week is Donal's part of the Jubilee team. That's where the side that won the All-Ireland 25 years ago is introduced to the crowd at Croke Park. Remarkably, he admits they used to pretend they were the Owl Fellas from the Jubilee team in the schoolyard.
Gormar, good days. You want a confession? Well, as came up in conversation between us last week, a long time ago in the Christian Brothers School, Middleton, certain young fellas could be found wearing their ties crooked and pretending to be holding a blazer shut over an imaginary pot belly and stepping forward practising the 25-year Croke Park wave. Mickey O'Connell used to be the star of the show. On that day, Lorna Parker, the man from Middleton, Mickey O'Connell, and off we'd strut around the classroom, limps and all. Visualisation before visualisation was fashionable days, or we had confidence issues, take your pick. Anyway, we'll jump forward in time to 2024. It seems like only yesterday that the ball was thrown in for the start of the championship, and now we're at the finish line. With the microwave season, it's hard to get perspective. The games keep coming. Every drama gets forgotten by the start of the next episode. Kilkenny beat Antrim by 32 points that first day. The next week, Antrim beat Wexford. Later, Carlow drew with Kilkenny, but it was Carlow that ended up dropping back to the Joe McDonough again. Wexford finished strong to make third place in Leinster. The Dubs petered out in the Leinster final. So many treads to pick up on. Munster was the usual magic and madness. For a while, it looked like Davy brought the magic back to the Dacia. Now he's gone. Liam Cahill brought Waterford to a league final a few years ago. Back in Tipnow, he must be wondering where his magic has gone. In Cork, the magic and the madness arrived together the day the Rebels beat Limerick. Clare's long march continued amidst hope and heartbreak, and Limerick looked like they'd sweep the boards for the fifth year running. In the distance, we could hear drums as Offaly continued to stir. And now, here we are. Still so much to pick apart, but a final to play. Cork and Clare, two counties ready to explode with excitement. More about that later. Hurling is in a very odd place. The game itself has never been better. The season gives us so many games for the ages that the ages need more storage space. Irish people in every corner of the world will gather to watch the match this Sunday. But it feels like here at home, the GAA doesn't know what to do with hurling. We had the GAA go row again this year. People are entrenched, but it seems to those who love the game that for a small amount of money, the GAA is prepared to sacrifice the chance to promote hurling in favour of promoting a joint business venture. The Taoiseach and others say that they are concerned about the unique cultural asset that is hurling. There must be opportunity there. Let them sit down with the GAA and work out the basis for funding a 10-year plan for the game. Let GAA Go return to what it was intended to be, a service for the massive Irish diaspora. Proper money and imagination is needed to give hurling the respect it deserves. People will say, what about other sports? There's no reason why other sports should suffer. Hurling is a unique part of our heritage. It exists in a landscape where a couple of the world's greatest professional sports fight very effectively for hearts and minds. Hurling deserves and needs oxygen. It's been a great season, but next year's championship has never been further away than it is now. Let's enjoy Sunday, but by the time the ball gets thrown in next spring, let's have a map for where hurling is going. A plan that means that no matter what other sports, a Roisin or a Rashidat, a Michal or a Mohammed play, that they all have the chance to experience hurling. And school kids in Fermanagh, Sligo, Cavan or wherever can imagine themselves doing the Croke Park Wave.
Yeah, strong stuff from Don Logue. We'll get his verdict later. In rugby, the Irish under 20 team play New Zealand this afternoon in the bronze medal game at the World Championship in South Africa. England meet France in the final. In cycling, a really tough alpine stage today on the Tour de France. Tadej Pogačar still leads by 3 minutes and 11 seconds from Jonas Vingegaard. And with two race meetings today, Down Royal and Killarney.